Open up a sportsbook account. Empty the
right now.
Empty your bank account.
And before we get
transfer the whole thing in there, and you listen up.
Hard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I bet on the Mavs to win the NBA title in January, sir?
You mean did your friend?
Hundreds of dollars. So listen to Saroy's Futures.
All right. Congratulations on that for your friend. Your NFL season is going to get started next Thursday. Your Cowboys start off on the road. I think it's week 3 before we get home.
Yeah. We're at the Jets in week 1, at the Niner in week 2, and then back here for a home game.
All right. Let's just get right to it.
I don't know.
40% of playoff teams from the season before do not make the playoffs again the next year. So there's always turnover.
Good.
The National Football Conference allows 6 teams into their playoff tournament. Which 6 of those teams are going to make it on your piece?
We're
going to
have a very special guest joining us with some predictions here
in a minute.
So let's we'll just kind of zip through our predictions. And
our
then,
mom, Vita Saroy, is going to call in here in just a minute.
She knows an S-load about football. Let's just say that. Can we predict her predictions?
No, don't
that's
say.
Wasteful.
She's listening, and you know whatever.
Okay. What do you want? Just who's? I think the division.
Who are your 6 playoff teams
in the NFC? The division winners, I think, will be your Philadelphia Eagles in the East, your Green Bay Packers in the North. I got your New Orleans Saints in the South, and then St. Louis Rams in the West, and then your 2 wildcard representatives. Oh, I wrote this down, and I don't even know this. I'm not an NFL expert. I have 2 more South teams in the as the wild card. So can I have 3 teams from one division?
Yes, okay. You can.
So I want Atlanta and Tampa Bay as my wild card teams.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Who do you have?
I've got Philly winning the East. Green Bay, not correct. Just these are my predictions.
Okay.
Just because they're the same as yours.
Didn't you hear about the math thing I just told you about?
No, but
Go ahead.
It's not correct. This is what I think.
Well, you're 1 for 1.
Green Bay.
Correct. I also have
the St. Louis Rams in the West. And the Atlanta Falcons in the South.
Okay, so we're the same, except you have Atlanta and I have New Orleans.
Right, and I've got New Orleans taking 1 of the 2 wild card spots, mm-hmm. with the final wild card spot going to
Lions.
Your Detroit Lions.
Yeah, really?
Absolutely, yeah. I love that defensive line, and there's so many weapons on offense.
Is it weird that I totally support Ndamukong Suh just beheading every quarterback he gets a hold of?
We need a good bad guy, you know? And he's a nice guy, actually.
Dude, and he's, yes.
He's an
I
actual
really
nice
like
guy,
him.
But he is a bad
and he ain't
mofo.
Stopping.
I bet if you have the garbage bag and you reach in the garbage bag for Ndamukong Suh's wallet, mm-hmm. I think you know what it says on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what it says. You say it.
No, I won't.
Bet you won't.
And then the NFC.
We'll dump it. Just say it.
The NFC Championship game. I have the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Atlanta Falcons. Last
year,
the Falcons were the number 1 seed, and they had just lost 1 home game all season long before they got beat by Green Bay. So I think they're for real. I just think that Philly's for realer, and they will be the NFC person.
My NFC
team.
Title game is your Green Bay Packers. Defeating the New Orleans Saints.
Okay, so Green Bay repeats as NFC champions in your list. Over to the AFC, who are your 6 playoff teams?
Your AFC East champion is your New England Patriots.
I've got New England, too.
I hate those dudes. In the NFC North, I have
I have Baltimore, too.
Hey, correct.
Correct.
South, I have Houston Texan.
No, that would be the West.
No, it wouldn't.
The South, right? Okay, my bad. I typed it. That's right. So you got Houston Texans.
I accept
in the South.
Your apology.
That's correct.
Yeah, South in Houston, and then the West I have going to your San Diego Chargers.
Okay, so we have all.
You're
the same,
4 for 4. Look at this guy.
Team. Amazing.
He does know about football. Turns out.
The wild teams.
Wild men are Pittsburgh Steeler, New York Jet.
All right, we've got the same exact 6 teams going to the playoffs.
I bet
in
we're
the
different
AFC.
On this though. Go ahead, AFC championship.
AFC
game.
Championship game is. The San Diego Chargers over the New England Patriots.
I have Patriots over Chargers.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so my Super Bowl is San Diego and Philadelphia, and your Super Bowl is Patriots and Packers.
Packers, yep.
Wow.
So who do you have in the Super Bowl?
I just said.
No, who's winning it?
Oh, okay. The Super Bowl champion will be Norv Turner and the San Diego Chargers.
Chargers over who?
Philadelphia.
Chargers over Eagles for Cash Saroy.
Yeah. And they were number 1 on offense and defense last year and somehow found a way to miss the frickin' playoffs.
Sports.
So.
My Super Bowl is Green Bay Packers repeating over New England Patriots.
Hmm. Huh. Green Bay Packers repeating. That doesn't happen very often.
I think they were just so damn good and so dominant toward the end of last year and fought through injuries. And I'm not a fan necessarily, but I'm in. I'm all in on Aaron Rodgers. I think they're very legit and maybe for a few years here.
All right, we've also got some crazy Cowboy predictions, three of them. So fire off real quick.
Oh, because we
got
to get to Vida and her NFL predictions, which I'm sure will be spot on. here we go. Piping hot Dallas Cowboy predictions for this year. I'll go in from middle hot to piping hot.
That doesn't make any sense. So just say one.
The least hot is four different individuals will attempt field goals for the Dallas Cowboys this year.
Wow.
I think obviously Dan Bailey will. I think David Beeler certainly will try a long
and then
one.
There'll be injuries
then
and
I
cuts.
Think Bailey will blow it, and then I think they'll wheel in some other suckas.
I say Rob Ryan over under on NFL fines this year is 1.1, and I will take the over.
Fines?
Fines.
How does he get fined?
I think he's going to get lippy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Team fines included or?
NFL fines from the league.
Fines.
About instant replay or refs calls, something along those
lines.
Okay. What's your next one?
HSO2, Victor Butler will record double-digit sacks this
year. You're talking about V-Butt?
V-Butt.
Okay.
Will record double-digit sacks. He'll be second on this team after DeMarcus Ware. Hardware, as I call him.
People call him that.
Nobody does. It's not caught on as much as I've been trying. When it says I did tickers, I was trying to get people to call them hardware. Not happening.
Okay, the Cowboys will finish in the bottom 10 in the league in pass defense. I think they get bombed left and right.
I can't argue with that one.
All right, what's your next?
My last one, the hottest of the hot, the molten lava, if you will. Dez Bryant will lead the National Football League in touchdown receptions with 15 plus. Touch it. Touch that. Touch it. Last year,
you're so cute at this age.
Last year, 14 touchdown receptions led the league. I think Dez Bryant is gonna. I think we're gonna pass so much. I think he's gonna. Romo's gonna fall into a thing where he likes Dez as much or more than Austin. 15 plus. Dez Bryant leads the NFL in touchdowns.
And my final hot opinion: Tony Romo will have over 4,211 passing yards. This will be at least his second best passing yard
hot.
Season of his career.
That is
okay.
Piping hot.
Real quick, let's go to the phone lines now, Grego. And welcome in our sainted and sweet mother, Vida Saroy. Mom, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm great.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, we need your NFL predictions. Are you prepared? Are you excited?
Oh, I'm both.
How much research have you done for the upcoming NFL season? How many Street and Smith's mags have you poured through?
Well, I'll tell you, not too many, since you guys are not here anymore.
Is your primary source for sports info the Cirque du Soleil show?
Absolutely. And the Norm Hitzka show.
Dude, she listens to the Norm every day. She lives in Florida.
Every day.
She doesn't care about the Rangers. She listens every day, so she knows about the Rangers bullpen.
All right, Mom, are you ready to fire off your picks?
Okay, just start naming.
Okay, here we go. Who's going to win the NFC East? The Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, or the Washington Redskins?
No doubt, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Why is that?
Well, because I think that Michael Vick is a great quarterback, and I think that he's going to go all the way to prove the world that whatever he did wrong, and now he's doing a right thing.
Why are you laughing during your own prediction? All right, NFC North, Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, Detroit Lions.
Green Bay Packers.
Okay. NFC West, St. Louis Rams, Arizona Cardinals, Seattle Seahawks, or San Francisco 49ers?
Say that again?
Seattle Seahawks, St. Louis Rams, Arizona Cardinals, or San Francisco 49ers?
I have no clue, but I'll say San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
NFC South, New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons.
Interesting.
My Vida prediction just went wrong.
Okay, so we're going to have a couple of wild card teams for Vida. How are we going to decide what they are?
I don't know. Just do AFC.
Okay. Here's the
AFC. And we'll just hang up and be done with it.
AFC East, Mom, New England Patriots, New York Jets, Miami Dolphins, or Buffalo Bills?
Well, you know I have to go with Miami Dolphins.
Yeah,
okay. There we
genius.
Go.
All right, AFC North, you want Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, or Cincinnati Bengals?
Oh, say those again.
Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals.
It's just are you not saying a lot that of info behind?
Are you
this.
Saying that
the
only,
the last one?
I really don't know, but you know, it's, they sound good.
Okay.
AFC South: Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee Titans, or Jacksonville Jaguars.
Tennessee Titans.
Mm. Okay, why is that? Why the Titans this year? What moves did they make this offseason?
I like that pick.
I don't know. It just they sound good.
Good enough reason for me.
All right, last one.
You know me, I go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No. There's just too many teams for me to choose. I just like a few, then I can be a better judge.
Okay. We'll try to trim that down.
Games.
All right, last division, AFC West, Kansas City Chiefs, Denver Broncos, San Diego Chargers, or Oakland Raiders?
San Diego Chargers.
Interesting.
We're not going to make a new wild card. She can't do that. All right, how about just who's going to win the Super Bowl? Out of all those teams that you picked to win, not that you remember any of them.
I do. I know exactly who's going to win.
Okay, who's going to win?
Philadelphia Eagles.
They are?
Yes.
Because of the Mike Vick's theory that you gave us moments ago?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your sharing your knowledge. Yeah, who the Eagles going to beat in the Super Bowl?
Dolphins, right?
Who are they going
to? Don't worry about it.
I don't know who they're going to play yet.
Good point. All right, Mama, we love you a lot. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We've written your picks down alongside ours, and we will revisit them later on in the year and determine who is truly smarter when it comes to NFL.
Well, what's my prize?
Well, at the end of the year, you'll find out.
You get our love forever.
Yeah, you get an exclusive Cirque du Soleil visit to your home come Christmas.
Hey, guys.
Oh, that would be nice. I'd like that.
All right, Vida. We love you a lot.
Love you guys, too.
Okay.
Have a great
Bye.
Show, and I love you being on Saturday.
Say hi to Dallas. Say goodbye to Dallas.
Bye, Dallas.
All right, coming up next, college football talk.